Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. And I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a great Sunday here at Bible Baptist Church. It's I Love My Church Sunday, and my, oh my, oh my. Wonderful testimonies, just a great spirit in the services, focusing the messages on the church. And listen, Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more as we see the day approaching. We shouldn't be looking to have less church. As we get closer to the coming of the Lord, we should be looking to have more church, more opportunities to gather together with the people of God. What a wonderful Lord's Day. God met with us, decisions were made for Christ, and we're grateful for our church family here at Bible Baptist Church. Now we head into this week, and Saturday is going to be our chili cook-off and pie bake-off, and then next Sunday will be I Love Missions Sunday, and we look forward to a great Lord's Day then as well. But I want to talk to you a little bit today about Paul's pursuit. If your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And Paul says here in Philippians 3, verses 10 and 11, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Our world worships and constantly pushes knowledge, scientific knowledge, technical knowledge, financial knowledge. But listen, knowledge of all else is useless without knowledge of God. What's going to save our nation is not the GOP, it's G-O-D, God. Our passion, our pursuit is not to be scientific knowledge. It is not to be technical knowledge. It is not to be financial knowledge. Our pursuit is to know Christ. Paul said his pursuit was to know him. That's Christ. You'll never know God the Father until you know God the Son. And Paul here says, I want to know him. Notice he didn't say, I want to know about him. Many would be fine to be in a pursuit to know about God. His philosophical teachings. They want to know his example. Listen, Paul says, I want to know him. I want to know the power's resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. And when you hear him say that, you wonder, well, that's interesting. Are you feeling okay, Paul? No. He says, I want to know. And listen, he means I want to know by experience. I don't want to know it by hearing it from somebody else. I don't want to know it by listening to others' experience. I want to know it. I want to participate in it. My own living experience. I want to know Christ. Now, to know Christ, he said this, in the power of his resurrection. Experiencing Christ. Experiencing God. Now, notice the order. It's interesting, isn't it? Resurrection, then suffering, then death. That's an odd order, isn't it? Seems like resurrection ought to come last. It should be suffering, death, and then resurrection. But the truth is, the first thing to experience in your life is resurrection power. Salvation begins with a resurrection. What do you mean? You, at the quickened, are made alive who were dead in sins and trespasses. There's a resurrection that takes place when you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You're spiritually dead, but through Christ, we are made spiritually alive. The spirit of man is dead, and he cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because his spirit bears witness with our spirit. And so it's our spirit that communicates with the Holy Spirit, but man's spirit's dead because of sin. But that comes alive when Jesus Christ, when you're born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, is spirit, man's spirit. And that's what comes to life. So the Christian life commences with the resurrection. How do I know that? Because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And so it begins with resurrection, but it continues with resurrection as well. And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 18, Paul says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That resurrection power is ours throughout our Christian life. We're too weak to conquer daily habits. We're too weak to conquer sin and live a holy life to God. We must draw on Christ's resurrection power. Oh, let's live in resurrection power. I want to be alive indeed unto God and dead unto sin, dead to the things of the world. The same power that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead is available to you and to me to provide victory over sin and self. That power, experiencing that power, that's what Paul was pursuing. And then he said, I want to be a participant in Christ's sufferings. Oh, I like that first part. I like the salvation. I like the resurrection power. But we're also called to partake of the sufferings of Christ. And it's interesting that Peter would write about this, the one who rebuked Christ when he would say he was going to suffer many things and then be crucified and die. But Peter says in 1 Peter 4 and verse 13, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. We share our joys with many, but our sorrows with an intimate few. Wouldn't you like to know Christ in the fellowship of his sufferings? Now, we're not just talking about the cruelty of life, but suffering because of our allegiance to Jesus Christ. You know, there's a fellowship with the Lord when you're misunderstood, when you're the object of ridicule and criticism because of your stand for Christ. You cannot enjoy this fellowship and fellowship with the world. No, if you're going to have fellowship with his sufferings, you have to be willing to bear reproach for his sake. All who would like to enjoy the fellowship of his blessings, oh yeah, well, we'll all take that. But who wants to enjoy the fellowship of his sufferings? Would you pray that? Would you ask God for that? Paul did. You see, we're not going to be able to handle, here again is why the divine order is so good. We're not going to be able to handle the fellowship of his sufferings without knowing the power of his resurrection. Otherwise, we'd fall under the load. We'd fail. Christ's resurrection is not just to assure us of our own resurrection, though it does. It's essential for us to live in that power of the resurrection in our Christian life. Then I'm ready to partake of the fellowship of his sufferings. Only then am I prepared to serve him and be a servant to others. Oh, be assured, the power of his resurrection, when we experience the power of his resurrection in our lives, we'll have a desire to also fellowship with his sufferings. And then, he says, thirdly, made conformable unto his death. Made conformable unto his death. Remember, God coming to earth, God in the flesh, we came to die. And Jesus would tell his disciples, I'm thinking of the verse over in Matthew chapter 20. I'm flipping over there right now. Matthew 20 and verse number 28. Jesus said, even so, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He gave his life. When he tells his disciples that they're to take up their cross daily and follow him, he's talking about not physical death on a cross, though some of them ended up paying that price. He's talking to us about death to self. In another place, Paul would say, I die daily. And listen, the old flesh dies hard. It struggles frantically to keep that old man alive. That's why the Bible says you have to crucify the flesh daily. We have to make sure that we're dying to self, that we're putting off that old man and we're putting on the new man. Colossians 3 and verse number 3 says, "For ye are dead." It says, verse 2, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God." Why, I'm dying daily to me, to my wants, to my desires, to what I want, what I think, or what I feel, only to want what God wants and what God thinks and what God feels. I'm trying to live out practically death to self. And this is not something that Paul had to do. It's something he desired to do. Why? That I may know him. It's a decision to make. Will you live your life selfishly? I want to do this. I want to go here. I want to wear this. I want to talk this way. I want to listen to this kind of music. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go there. Which is it? Or will you renounce self? Will you die to self? And will you say, "Not I, but Christ. Not my will, but thine." The choice now will determine your reward in heaven. Jesus, in the great Sermon on the Mount of Matthew chapter 5, would say these words in verse 10, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Great is your reward. See, Paul said, "I'm desiring to attain." Yeah, that's what he means in verse 11, "when I desire to attain the resurrection of the dead." That's the rewards that we'll receive at the resurrection from the dead. I want to attain a reward of pursuing, knowing Jesus Christ. Those rewards are earned now in this life. This is the pinnacle of the Christian experience. Die to self, conform to his death, live in the power of his resurrection, that I may know him. The power of resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Boy, that's good. I want that. I'm going to pursue that. I hope you'll want to pursue that in your life as well. And let's all make that our desire, that I may know him. Well, let's live in that resurrection power today, all right? Let's rely on Christ and not self. Let's know that without Christ, we can do nothing. And we ask him for victory over sin and over self. And let's glorify him in all we say and do throughout this day today. Hope you have a great Monday, everybody. And we'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Philippians again. And we'll be talking a little bit about contentment, a contented life. Boy, that's not easy in our country, is it? Always advertising to get us to be dissatisfied with what we have and always want either something else or something more. So we'll look forward to spending some time talking about that tomorrow, okay? I do hope you'll have a wonderful Monday, and Lord willing, we'll be back with you for the broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
sunny smile.